same-sex couples could be allowed to marry in Tasmania by the end of the year. Tasmanian Premier Lara Giddings is confident that her state will be the first to legalise gay marriage after consulting with legal experts. With a new poll showing that a majority of Australians now support same-sex marriage, some advocates say change is now inevitable. But federal politicians have said that it will challenge the decision in the High Court if the Tasmanian Parliament passes the law. Anthony Sonigo reports.
If the law is passed, it will be a significant achievement. There's a lot of hurdles to cover before we can actually pass this law, but the cultural and social changes that would result from this law being passed will drive the momentum towards marriage equality in Australia even further.
PhD student Stuart Richards isn't the only person hoping that Tasmania passes law on same-sex marriage. According to a recent poll commissioned by lobby group Australians for Marriage Equality, almost two-thirds of Australians are in support of same-sex marriage. Richards, also an advocate for same-sex marriage, says that this law would bring joy to many Australians.
A lot of the photographs that came from New York when they passed the law, there was just photos upon photos upon photos of, I guess, same-sex couples leaving the registry office. And those photos alone are the best tool for marriage equality, because you can't really deny just the happiness and the joy that this amendment would actually bring.
Stuart also says that allowing this law will help Tasmania stand out amongst the other states.
Another significant, I guess, change would be comparing Tasmania to other states. Tasmania would now have this image of being this socially liberal and a socially progressive state.
Tasmanian Premier Lara Giddings is confident that the law will stand after consulting with legal experts to ensure that the Commonwealth cannot overrule the state's legislation. Anne Toomey, Professor of Constitutional Law at the University of Sydney, says that although Tasmania may have the power to change the law, there may not be any significant effects from it.
Yes, it certainly has the power, but the real question then is whether its law would be operative or not. The problem is that the Constitution, to the extent that it gives a power to make law in relation to marriage, gives it to both the Commonwealth and the states, and it's a concurrent power. So although the state would have the power to enact such a law, the question then is it operative? Because if the Commonwealth has enacted a law that covers the entire field of marriage, then that would exclude the operation of the Tasmanian law.
The current Commonwealth Marriage Act states that marriage is a union of a man and a woman. But Professor Toomey says that the wording of the current act means that the Tasmanian government can claim that there is no legislation which considers marriage between same-sex partners.
By confining the Marriage Act to marriage between a man and a woman, what the Commonwealth has done, presumably accidentally, is that it's left open part of the field that deals with marriage between same-sex couples. And by leaving that part of the field open, the Tasmanian Parliament can legislate validly within that field without any inconsistency.
Despite Tasmania being able to pass such a law, federal MPs have said that they will challenge the decision. Toomey says that it is more than likely it will reach the High Court.
Certainly if any other state or the Commonwealth wanted to challenge its validity, they would have standing. And possibly also other organisations, for example, those who have authorised ministers who perform marriages, for example, might seek to challenge its validity. So I think you could probably put a fairly reasonable bet on the fact that someone will challenge it one way or another.
Although the law has yet to be passed, Stuart Richards is hopeful that same-sex marriage will inevitably receive national recognition.
The tide is turning quite significantly and it is ultimately inevitable. It's just a matter of when, I think. I'm hopeful it'll happen this year, if not with the bills in the federal parliament with Tasmania. So I'm hopeful it'll happen this year.
Stuart Richards, PhD student and same-sex marriage advocate, ending that report by Anthony Sonigo.